annually on this beautiful memorial of St. Maria Goretti, would tell the story quickly, somewhat, of her extraordinary strength. As a 12-year-old girl, grew up not too far outside of Rome, born in 1890, and how she resisted the forceful assaults and advancements of an 18-year-old young man named Alessandro, which then cost her life as he stabbed her. She resisted. And to tell that story, and that's what she is proudly known for, her particular resolve, her love for Jesus, which led to that firm resolve. And then after Mass, I think it was just 2 years ago, somebody out here very kindly mentioned, saying, "Thanks, Father, thanks for talking about Maria Goretti. I love the story." And you know what I love most of it is what happened after that, which I had stopped reading halfway through the novel and left it at that. And I said, "Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, I love that too." I'd forgotten that what transpired in the 24 hours when she was dying was how her heart and mind went completely outside of herself, and she began to have some thoughtful concern for her mother. She had been orphaned by her father, anyway. He had died when she was young, about her mother and how her mom was going to be with her absence. And then how her thoughts went to Jesus and that deep desire to receive him one last time in Viaticum, having just received her first communion. She then shortly had Viaticum. But perhaps most profoundly, how her thoughts and her heart went to Alessandro, and as she began to pour out mercy upon him, within 24 hours, as she was dying from the wounds of this gentleman who had inflicted them upon her, her heart couldn't stay contained within itself and worry for the things of her own life or health. And how profound it was that she began to pray for his conversion and to extend mercy upon him. And then within somewhere in those that 30-year sentence of Alessandro, much unrepentant at the beginning, about how she appeared to him in a dream and presented him flowers, and how he experienced that mercy, the seeds that she had planted years before as she died, and how his life had changed in that moment, receiving her forgiveness. He changed his life, was let out of prison, and wept tears of joy, I think it was 1950, at her canonization. The power of mercy changes hearts. St. Maria Goretti fought for her own goodness and holiness and didn't stop there. Then she fought for years for the holiness and conversion of her assaulter and won. And he was there when she was canonized, weeping tears of joy, because within minutes of that assault, she began to beg Jesus to extend his mercy, the mercy that she had received regularly, upon him, who not too long before that had inflicted great harm upon her. That's an extraordinary story, far beyond the first act. Act two is almost more extraordinary because that's the divine, the extension of the mercy that Jesus wants to give to the world, to us again today. We are grateful to receive it, and that friendship draws us to a steadfastness in our faith. So thank you, Jesus, for that extraordinary example. St. Maria Goretti, pray for us.